Married to Who?
Background noise brought to you by Rogue building a nest inches from the microphone.
I still can't believe we do that intro like live every time. It's crazy we haven't just recorded something and just pasted it in there.
Never. No,
every once in a while it has a little pizzazz, like heavy breathing.
I do love Sam at the end of her podcast, just like, just a sigh. It was great.
At the end of her podcast.
Yeah, she said podcast.
That's me being a Martian.
Oh, okay. I loved it.
Sam ends every sentence by sighing.
It's my life.
Welcome to Married to Who, a podcast where a couple of couples watch Doctor Who for the very first time. My name is Jake, with me are those couples, Cody, Sam, Jill, Alex, Terry is also here. This week, we are here to talk about The Seeds of Death, written by Brian Hales, directed by Michael Ferguson, aired January the 25th to March the 1st, 1969. Before we get started, it is time for everybody's favorite podcast segment, Cody's 60-second plot synopsis. How do I get to go?
Doctor and friends land on the planet Earth, where they have a transport system that transport things from one place on Earth to another place on the moon. Or if you want to go to the moon, from Earth to the moon, because that's where the moon base is, where the TMAT system is. We open up with kind of like a cold open, but not really, where they're like, we're being taken over by aliens, and we lose contact. So they need to send the Doctor and friends up on a rocket to go save them. The Doctor and friends get up there, and they lose contact with them, too. They find out the Ice Warriors are here taking over everything. They need to help. Suddenly, they're sending seeds down through the TMAT system to the Earth. That's taking all the oxygen away, and everybody's going to die. We have an invasion fleet coming in. The Doctor's like, no, I'm not going to do that, with a small select of the folks that are still alive on the base up there and a few folks helping out down Earth. They find a way to kill everything with the power of the sun, and then save the world and not die to foam, and then they disappear like Batman. Brr, 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 brr.
Heavy breathing.
Time. Okay, before we get into the story, Terry.
Yes.
Once upon a time, the magazine called the Doctor Who magazine, there's no the, it's just Doctor Who magazine, had a poll where they asked all their nerdy little minions to vote on their favorite episodes. Out of the 156 classic stories, where'd this one fall?
I'm going to say, 62.
Alex?
I think it's gonna be like 115. It seems forgettable. I feel like people forgot about this one.
Chill.
92.
Sam.
I'm gonna say 40 because of the Martians.
Cody.
You know, 75 or whatever.
And that order I just asked all of you is the order you are in the last time I updated the scores.
I'm not in
for
list.
How far away everyone is. Terry's in the lead by quite a bit. Alex is next. They're the closest, but I think Terry's still like 3 points ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
Then Jill right there in the middle, and then far behind everybody else is Cody and Sam, with Sam really just crushing Cody. But this week, Cody is the winner because it's 77.
Ooh.
Not fair. He always picks the middle.
Boo.
You fucked everybody. The strategy works.
You always pick one or 157. Yeah.
I can't do that because I'm losing by so much. I had to stop. I can't pick with my heart anymore. I got to pick with my brain. And my brain says 75. Lucky,
always picks the middle, then on average, he will be 75 off or something like that. And you guys are like averaging like 30 off, so you're fine.
Yeah.
I believe that's horribly wrong, but...
Probably.
You know, I don't know the right answer.
Worry about it later. Hey, Terry.
Yes, Jake.
What'd you think of this one?
It was fun. I really loved the opening episodes of the mystery of who is this invading bad guy on the moon base. I really wish they would have kept that camera thing, like that whole perspective for a while longer. Hated the costumes. But otherwise, story was pretty fun to watch. A lot of people died, so it was pretty easy to figure out who to follow in the story.
Okay, before we move on, what did you think of Zoe's costume?
Like her first one or her second one?
Did she have two?
Well, she started off in her black and cream, like, because it was black and white, like leather latex one that was like the mini skirt from the last episode. I like that one a lot. And then she changed into her weird white one-piece jumper suit. I don't know.
Well, she liked her leather trouser suit so much that she bought it.
Really?
And the BBC made her pay for it before they started shooting if she was going to keep it. And she ended up like having to crawl through a set that still had wet paint and ruined it. But she owned it.
What the heck? That's sad.
Cody, what you think of this one?
Okay, Jake. So you could have like said, we're just going to skip this one, guys. We'll check out the next one, guys. Don't worry about this one. We got a whole lot of Doctor Who to watch. But you didn't. And I'm taking that, I'm taking that very poorly, Jake. This is the worst series of episodes. This is the most painful episodes I've ever had to sit through in my entire life. Everything about them did nothing but incite stress sweat to the point where I couldn't even fall asleep if I wanted to. It was so boring that it was anti-boring. It was so obnoxious to listen to that I couldn't stop listening to it. Everything about it could take paint off a wall or kill all the puppies in the entire continent of North America. This six episodes was the crucible of my existence. And I will remember this until I am 100 years old. And at that age, I will continue to curse your name, Jake. For not
you
saying,
remember this in a week.
We'll just skip this one. Don't worry, guys. It's worse than the bug planet.
No, this proves to me that you won't remember this in a week because you clearly don't remember how bad the web planet is.
The web planet is 100% on Rotten Tomatoes compared to these episodes.
Jill, what'd you think?
I really enjoyed the first three of the story, and then I pretty hard checked out. It wasn't my least favorite. So Cody's thing about everything was boring, I do disagree with that. Like I thought there was a lot of like set change and interest there. And I had my AirPods in for the last couple episodes, and the orchestration was like beautiful.
Dudley Simpson doing the music.
Was it? I don't know who that is, but like the last,
he's the best when it comes to doing 60s Doctor Who music.
Especially in the fifth episode was just beautiful, like sound wise. So that was neat. There was like, the story wasn't overly exciting, but it was nice to find those like little gems and some new faces and all of that fun stuff.
Sam?
So our kids have been sick for approximately as old as they are now, and
me too.
They've been heavy breathing through their mouths, and Cody's been about to lose his mind for the past 3 months. And then this episode came, and all it was heavy breathing. and it was real rough.
Cody works in, like, tech security. He does nothing but hang out with mouth breathers. He should be used to it by now.
How you feel about that one, Alex? Get wrecked.
I mean,
he knows. He's been doing it long.
Well, yeah, but also, we work from home, so the only mouth breathers I gotta deal with are the fucking dogs.
I didn't think it was that bad. Also, it's fun to have the ice people's back, and like the foam was kind of fun. I wanted to be part of the foam.
BBC foam machine, baby. We love to see it.
They really found out about the foam machine.
Yeah. Episodes. Oh my god.
Somebody was like, "This is the coolest technology." Sorry. Go ahead, Alex.
One day they'll find Fury from the Deep and we'll really get to see the full use of the BBC foam machine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of on, like, I'm on the we could have passed on this boat just because it seemed forgettable. I don't know. We
don't do that.
It did not engage with me. Like, there were cool ideas. I like the T-Mat idea. It blows my mind that they would only have 8 terminals in the world and 1 mass controller, which is insane.
one lady who knows and how it works lady. In the whole world.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And everybody, if this malfunctions for a couple of hours, is going to starve to death. Because we only feed them once a month, and we bring it right up to the brink.
But also, like, if you're feeding countries, there ain't no shot in hell you're fitting, like, mass cargo through these little phone booths. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's more of a good idea than a... you know, it's something to really think hard about.
I did like the visual effects in this series, like the Ice Warriors, like, killing Ray. Every time they killed someone, they did like this crazy video effect.
Yeah,
that was really cool. And then the people just blinking in and out, which I thought was corny, but it made me laugh every time. It's just good. And I didn't think, last time we saw the Ice Warriors, I thought they were just called Ice Warriors because they were in ice, not because they need it to be cold.
Well, they come from a place that's cold. They were trying to make this place cold.
Yeah.
You know, every time we meet a classic monster, we have to add something.
I know, that kind of threw me off, because I was like, oh, that's stupid. Because they're also reptilian, that's opposite of reptiles. Like, they need it warm. That's the whole point. But anyway,
for me, this is the story I was looking forward to the least in this season. This is a really good season, one of my favorites. I'd only seen this one once, and it was like 12 years ago. So in my mind, it was just the Doctor and 2 Ice Warriors talking in a control room. That's the only thing I remembered. And so I thought it was just 6 episodes of that. Not as bad as I remember. I really like the first couple episodes, like Jill said. I think the direction's really good. Michael Ferguson, he also did War Machines, has a lot of fun shots, a lot of weird, like, inserts and different way to shoot things, like having the countdown be on Miss Kelly's face and stuff like that.
Oh my god, that countdown.
Having big overhead shots in the storeroom when the Ice Warrior is trying to find that guy. Like, there's a lot of cool stuff. And then episode 3, I don't remember at all. Or maybe it was episode 4. Somewhere in the middle there, I kind of lost track and then got back on at the end. You know, then it's just a fun little run around and Jamie gets to fight Ice Warriors, and who doesn't love that? Not as bad as I remember. Happy to have watched it. Probably, if there was one to skip of the watchable ones, there's ones we weren't able to see in this season, this would probably be it. But not too bad.
I'd be curious if anyone, like, rewatched it, if you tweeted. Like, if anyone actually rewatched it to, like, tweet at us, because
I think someone said they're going to rewatch it when we drop this episode of our podcast.
I apologize to them directly.
We might talk them out of it.
We'll read tweets later, but everyone was like, I haven't watched it in a long time. And then dot, dot, dot.
That's yeah.
That sounds pretty accurate.
All right, stuff. We don't have to go too long today because I've got a game for us to play, but we should at least talk about the story for a bit.
All right, let's go. Can we talk about the scenes where it's kind of like the faux earthquake, but it's they need everybody on the scene to either pretend that they're in space and they're floating around, or they are like jamming to a stop and they need to show that it was jarring on scene. But it's quite...
We can once, but you don't get to talk about this again for a calendar year.
I'm going
to
talk about it every time I see it. Like, they don't practice this. They don't practice this in any sort of theatrics. They don't get together and workshop what it's going to look like on camera. They don't talk about it. They're just like, yeah, whatever, it's fine. Just, you know, you do you. And, like, when they're shooting it and the director is, you know, directing... He's looking at this probably through a monitor. Maybe he's just watching him act on stage. He's like, yeah, you nailed it, right? Like, that's happening here. That's literally happening. We saw the same thing he saw. And he was like, this is what I'm going to put out to the world.
It's 4 seconds in a whatever 6 times 25 minute long story is.
Then just don't impart that feeling. Like, it doesn't matter. If it doesn't matter to you... Don't put it on the show. There is 15 minutes of fucking Doctor Who Scooby-Doo between him and the shuffling ice warriors in one of the episodes.
Right. Need you to bring it down. I have to edit out every time you blow into the microphone. So, got you an 11. Need you to come down to an 8.
I thought it was kind of funny. Just, like, them walking. Like,
yeah, it was great.
They're so rounded in their hips and they can't move, but yeah, they're like so scary apparently. I don't know, it's just funny.
In the anti-grav scene where Trouton just has like his feet up in the air because he's like, I don't give a shit. This is funny.
The costume designs for the Ice Warriors were super fun. Like, it reminded me of Skaldak from New Who, just with like the silhouette of it, of like big bulking, just like a presence. And then you've got Slar, who is just this helmet with a skinny body. It's like, how on earth are you a leader? You look like the child of these things that came onto the ship. It's like, I want to run it. The only thing good about him was his jaw. That makeup design looked horrific up close. Like, it just, like, good horrific. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, wow, your skin is terribly rough. It's just perfect. But then everything else about him was just like, why are you showing this on TV?
It's like in Stephen Moffat's episode, Listen, with Dan, the army man. He doesn't need a gun because he's the bravest one. So this dude could walk in, you know, 5'3", big old helmet on, nothing else. Just be like, what? I fucking run shit.
Oh my gosh.
I love how the commander always had to enter the room, like, facing away from the camera, and then cock his hip out and, like, stand there. I loved it. It was like, was that a direction? Like, you were told to do this.
I feel like that's an old school theater thing. When you're standing still, you cock your hip out.
It was so weird.
Speaking of the Ice Warrior design, according to the director, so there's one shot where they shot with an Ice Warrior outside because they're doing like, hey, there's an Ice Warrior on Earth. We're just going to get a shot of them like in a park. And while they were setting stuff up, the guy in the Ice Warrior costume had his helmet off and he was leaning against a tree having a cigarette. And a lady driving by was so, like, fixated on trying to figure out what the hell was going on that she crashed into a police officer.
Oh. Yeah. Shouldn't have done that. I don't know what I would do if I saw just a dude in that outfit, like, fully caked out in makeup and everything, just chilling in public, like, waiting. It'd be so weird.
I don't know. All the lights and cameras would probably give it away. Like, oh, they're shooting something.
Yeah, but do you think they actually had a full setup rig and space, everything for that? Or was it just like,
it would have been like a
two
dozen
guys
people.
With like one with a camera and one with like sound? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you'd probably be like, oh my, that's an Ice Warrior right there. Sick.
I mean, I would. Like, this guy, Brian Hales, who wrote this, he created the Ice Warriors, and he created the Celestial Toymaker. He also wrote the Smugglers, which we didn't see because it's missing. But to, like, you know, like, if we could bring this guy back to life and tell him, like, hey, we just had another Celestial Toymaker episode, and, like, the Ice Warriors have been in a whole bunch more stories. Like, that has to be awesome. His work lives on.
That is pretty cool.
Neil Patrick Harris.
One of the best, some may say.
Today I was listening to the Lazy Doctor Who podcast, and Stephen Chapansky, who Jill and Alex you would know as the main guy in the what are they called? Radio Free Scarrow, that like they like doing the interviews on the Gallifrey One. So him and his wife do a podcast where they watch every episode of Classic Who, and he said that the first two episodes were rewritten by Terrence Dix, who's now the script editor. They were rewritten so much that they just paid the writer off, and Terrence Dix just wrote the rest of the story. So he's the only person I heard that from. I didn't see it anywhere else, but he knows his shit.
What story? This story?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's credited to Brian Hales, but apparently Terrence Dix wrote most of it.
Wow.
Why?
Because he's the showrunner, right?
Well, he got the first two scripts for the first two episodes and had to rewrite them so much that they were like, I'm just going to finish this. Like, the shit you're bringing in is so bonkers. Like, I didn't hear the reason for rewriting it. Like, if it was too big, it needed to be brought down, or if it was just bad.
Hmm. Interesting.
But the guy's a good writer. He's written some other good stuff. I mean, Celestial Toymaker, it's coming out soon, animated, and apparently it's terrible. But they showed the animation at a screening recently, and apparently the animation, people say, is better than the original because they don't bother trying to make it like it looked in the original. They just use the dialogue to kind of make their own story out of it.
Yeah, it's like the Macro Terror, right? Like, they didn't have any of those, so they just kind of made it big and used the audio.
Right, but they stick to, like, the stage directions and everything. Apparently, with the Celestial Toymaker, they don't.
Oh.
And they just make it, like, even more kind of out there.
Wow.
And weird.
All right.
What did everyone think of Kelly?
Kelly's great.
Is she the scientist? Like,
yeah.
The know-everything lady?
She's the only human that can do it.
Yeah. I was enjoying her when she was, like, telling that guy off. She's like, you stop me once, you're not stopping me again, and if you try to, I will kill you, or whatever.
No, that's awesome. Verbatim.
It was so good. And then that dude is, like, so mad. He's like, a woman!
I looked up the actor. She passed in 2020. She, shortly after this, moved to Australia and was just, like, very prominent in Australian television through the 90s. Like, worked a whole bunch.
Good for her.
Was it COVID?
I didn't look up her cause of death. But she was 80 years old.
Did feel pretty progressive to have a woman in charge.
Yeah, and apparently the original script, it was a man. And they just cast her and changed the name of the character, the first name. Kelly was always the last name.
Hmm.
Let's see. This is the last story where one of the main cast goes on holiday during the production. Patrick Troughton was gone for episode 4.
Oh, I did not notice.
Oh, that's right, because...
Yeah, he got hit with the juice.
Killed at the end of 3.
Yeah. There's a shot of him, like, laying in bed. That was Tom Laird playing the second Doctor. But yeah, because after this season, we go from 40-some episodes a year to 25, we don't need vacations anymore.
Get wrecked. No vacation for you.
And here we are in 2024, where they're making 8 episodes a year, but it still takes them 9 months to shoot it.
Yeah, workers' rights or whatever.
No, it's just that everything's on location and it takes a long time.
Yeah, they did it right back in the day.
Yeah, jeez. Rehearse for 3 days, shoot it in one day, and go home. We're kind of used to these big casts of, like, space travelers or space crews to be kind of multinational. And not here.
No. Nope.
Just a lot of whites.
Nope.
Let's see. Did anyone notice that episode 5 looked a little better than all the other episodes?
I did not.
By a little, I mean a lot.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's the only episode where we have the original 35 millimeter film negative from when it was shot. The rest are all 16 millimeter tele recordings on video.
Huh.
That sounds like a fun fact.
They all looked equally bad.
You shut your mouth. It's become a running thing where I say that to you at least once an episode.
Does she in fact shut her mouth?
Not yet.
No, she's sick and has to breathe through her mouth.
Yeah.
The dogs are concerned about you.
Is there a poll or a graph or something that says which doctor has the highest kill count? Because this doctor, like in this episode, is just running around killing other ice warriors like nothing.
And MacGyver sun blasters.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Which is cool, but it's like, I remember us saying, like, in the New Who eras and stuff like that, like, a lot of the doctors just don't like killing, or some of the doctors don't like killing a lot. And I was just wondering if there was, like, is there a doctor that just goes, like, full out crazy, like, body count kill, other than, like, war doctor and stuff like that?
Some would say the war doctor.
Yeah, exclude him, but...
Well, the first doctor says, I'd never harm anybody unless I absolutely have to. And then in the Romans, he's like, oh, I haven't had a good fight in a while. Come on, buddy. Let's fight.
I mean, we haven't uncovered it yet, but feasibly, what was her name? Grace Doctor?
Nope.
Unit
War
doctor?
Doctor?
No. The... The
refugee? Oh, renegade?
No, it's... Fuck. It's like before the first doctor. The unit, or the division doctor?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for you to say I need to get it right.
Yeah, what was her name? Grace?
Ruth.
Ruth.
Oh.
Ruth Doctor.
I mean, these all sound like 90-year-old women. Ruth, Grace.
She...
None of them are 90 years old.
She well, yeah, she's older.
I mean the
They're
name.
All 400.
They all go in that category.
But she probably killed, like, way more, right? She was like a Jason Bourne Time Lord.
Okay, on-screen deaths.
We've seen the Doctor kill, like, hundreds of thousands of Daleks at once. But this Doctor did just divert the entire Ice Warrior fleet into the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool.
That's like four people. That's fine.
The entire fleet...
Yeah.
Of four people.
And why was the leader of the Ice Warriors fleet, like, bedazzled?
Because he's higher ranking, Terry. Come on.
How would you be able to tell?
Yeah.
As
you can see active by my shiba, you must
look
do.
At our military leaders. They're pretty bedazzled.
Yeah.
Fuckers love a medal.
That's funny.
If only we could see the epaulets on this dude.
Oh, shit.
What was the name of, like, the sniveling dude who was helping the Ice Warriors?
He was...
Memorable?
I wrote it down.
Yeah.
That dude was really good. I liked...
Was he the one who I said he looked like a Beatles? Like, he belonged in the Beatles?
No, he looked like a Beatles.
He looked always sad and kind of like Slenderman.
A Beatles member.
He... What, say again?
Fushem?
Yeah. So Fushem, I liked that, because every time we have one of these stories that's like, you know, a military base and everyone's arguing about how to do the right thing, there's usually some guy who's like teaming up with the Cybermen so he can take over the world, or teaming up with a different kind of Cybermen so he can take over the world. And this guy's really just trying to live. He's not like trying to use their power for his own gains or anything. He just doesn't want to die. And I can get behind that.
Well, and then he chose not to go back to Earth when he had the chance because he was afraid of dying there for being a traitor.
Yeah, it would have been nice if that was, it came out that was like a lie and he actually did something to help. But I think he just dies.
No, he broadcast like their whole plan to the Earth and then they killed him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I do think that when he said that he was lying to the Ice Warrior so that he could. Oh,
yeah. I may have dipped in and out around like the real reason why I didn't go.
Not going to fault you there. let's see. I like to look at the ratings. We're still not, I mean, we're not great, but we're not bad. We're getting into the dead of winter.
Can you shift on?
Episode 1 was 6.6 million. Episode 2 was 6.8. 3 was 7.5. 4 was 7.1. 5 was 7.6. And 6 was 7.7 million. So, you know, we're tracking in the right direction.
Good clip.
A climber. Not many of them climb. This one climbed all the way to the tippity top. I'm excited for the next episode, though. Like,
yeah?
Oh, you're not going to be. So maybe we should just talk about it before we get into our game. We've been recording. We've got 20 minutes of usable stuff. 36 minutes in.
The people got what they came for.
They don't want to hear us like stories.
We haven't talked about the time trap, not time travel.
Oh, the mat.
Yeah, T-Mat.
I don't remember.
What's so interesting about the T-Mat?
I talked about it.
Well, the T-Mat was neat.
It's a good concept, but like once you drill into the fact that they abandon all other transportation.
Yes, that's
like,
the part that I really wanted to touch on.
There's no boats or airplanes.
I cannot get over how all of our eggs are in one basket.
Constantly.
It's a sci-fi story. None of this is real, but I'm so mad at these people.
Okay, also...
Sorry, go ahead.
The guy with the rocket and the museum. Yeah. Okay, love the idea of a museum because, you know, it doesn't exist anymore, transportation. And also the fact that the TARDIS was in the museum kind of made it fun because that's another form of transportation. So I really enjoyed that. But him building the rocket and then when... they wanted to use the rocket. He's like, no. You're like, come on, man.
You're all gonna die.
That guy was pissing me off.
But then he was like, trying to hide the fact that he didn't actually build the rocket.
Well, he didn't finish it.
Yeah.
He had the rocket was built. He just didn't have fuel or like a guidance system.
He was afraid that it wasn't going to work, which I get. Like, he was afraid of murdering people.
I love
basically.
That. The minute it launches to, everything breaks down. It's like, oh, no.
He's arguing against using it. And then the doctor rocks up. He's like, hey, I'll fix it. And this, like, the military guy is like, yeah, he'll do it. Just like, never questions who that guy is. At one point, Miss Kelly asks, who is that guy? And he goes, I don't know. I think he's a friend of Brian or whatever.
But he did say that he knew more than him. Like, him and the girl knew more than him. So, like, yeah, why wouldn't
right,
they build
but,
the
like,
rocket?
You could just tell me you know more about rockets, just start talking about rockets. I can't tell if you're talking bullshit. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going to start doing that. Be like, I know more than you.
But also, that builder dude, like, the military is at your door. Be like, we need to use your rocket to get to the moon. He's like, it's a suicide mission. I don't care. Countries are dying.
Here's
Let us
unlimited
try.
Resources.
Yeah.
Cool. Three people will die. We'll try and get something else after that.
Also,
it's like, come on, man.
All three of them got on the rocket. That seems like, once again, right. All the baskets in one egg. What are you doing?
Yep, that's how you say
nailed
that.
It. Verbatim.
But like, just during like the, I don't know, week that it took them to build this rocket, if one time the military guy went to the rocket guy and was like, oh, so how do you know the doctor? And he was like, I don't know the doctor. Like, what? Just never happened.
Alex pointed out how good their zero gravity acting was. And by really good, I mean it was so
the little
terrible.
Floating of like the arms, kind of, and their faces. They're trying to get like the G-force faces.
Oh, that was funny.
It's really good. I like the girl who's just like plastered against the back and does nothing more. She's like, clearly, this is zero gravity.
See, Cody, people liked it.
Is this
friggin'
like?
Funny.
Is this what like sounds like?
Yes.
We know when you go on a rant, Jill's not listening.
No. Why would I?
Hey, I do have some tweets we can get to before we move on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank God.
James at JamesSwift95 says, I can't remember a single thing about this story apart from it has ice warriors and it's on the moon? Question mark. Is it on the moon? No, that's moon base. Okay, so what's this one then? Whoa, apparently I rated it 5 out of 10. That seems high. Did this help?
That is actually apt. Well done. Wait,
has he rated it before? Like, does he have a rating system?
Apparently he has a rating
system.
That's
cool.
I'd like me. I'm
just
gonna,
like we rate things.
I'm going to do a podcast about this episode with this person, and we're just going to shit on it for like 2 hours. It's going to be great.
That seems too high.
We're going to talk about all the high points, all the low points, which there might be a few more. All the midpoints.
Ode_Ollie says, I think I enjoyed it? Question mark. It's been a while since I saw it, but it's quite forgettable. I mostly remember a lot of foam and the Doctor outright killing a surprising amount of people.
Hey, yep. We touched on all those things.
Yep.
But Jamie's in it, so it does have some redeeming factors. I might have to rewatch it when this one drops. You don't have to.
It's fine. We did it for you.
So everyone...
Clearly we didn't watch most of it.
I know everyone loves Jamie, and kind of going off of that. Zoe! Why is there not more love for Zoe?
Because they don't write good stuff for her.
Yeah.
I feel like she does so well, though.
I really did like the props Doc was giving her. That's what I'm calling him now. where it's like,
we learned she has perfect recall.
Yeah, if I don't remember, she has perfect recall.
And then she shows it later in the story when she's like trying to remember the map.
Yeah.
Oh, when she like closes her eyes and goes left, right, left, and then she knows what direction to go.
That was cool.
He's like, you got lost when we were going to the storeroom. She's like, yeah, but I wasn't trying then.
That's what's that? Foreshadowing? Well done. Good writing.
It's Chekhov's memory.
She's like, eventually I wasn't lost. That's fair. I mean, I've done
Christine
that before.
H.
Janelle Hobbs at JChristineH says, just a solid story on rewatch. Neither amazing nor terrible.
Oh, no.
I think it could have been amazing if it had human villains and more political intrigue a la Enemy of the World. At the very least, they could have kept the Ice Warriors a more unseen villain for the first two three episodes.
Yeah.
I really do love the first episode as the Doctor gets to geek out over tech and science. Definitely makes a change from this era slagging off computers. Overall, what this serial does the most is show the stark contrast between most classic Doctors and New Who Doctors, or at least pragmatic versus idealistic Doctors. Two doesn't hesitate or fret in sending the Ice Warrior fleet into the sun, nor killing individual ones personally.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the sun Ice Warriors. Really did murder.
Another major difference is that the Doctor cannot just use the TARDIS to hop over to the moon base while the Transmat is down to fix any issues. If he tried that, they would likely end up somewhere far away in space and time. It would have been neat to see them try. But yeah, that's what's cool about these old ones, is the TARDIS doesn't work. They can't control it. So you can't just be like, oh, we'll just use the TARDIS to go to the sun, and whatever. And now you see, like, Peter Capaldi just walks up with a coffee in his hand, flicks one switch, and goes exactly where they want to go.
Yeah, haven't they caught people in the air with the TARDIS now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's easy.
People are floating around everywhere.
They caught the Doctor in place.
You know, the true bad guys in this story? The government taking away all of our transportation.
Yeah.
Big government. Big boo.
Maybe it's free transportation.
Yeah, well, it's just all the companies went out of business because they, like, FedEx didn't need any airplanes anymore because they went out of business. Didn't need any shipping containers because we just zap all our shit.
Aviation's literally a hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy built a rocket in his backyard.
Did Janelle remember all that or did they watch the episode over again? Because if that was just...
Total recall.
Yeah, apparently total recall.
She said solid story on rewatch.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
But she does go on. She didn't get a chance to respond to our last few, so she wanted to make some points about the invasion. So I'll read that quick. The invasion is fantastic and full of lore connection goodies. Suffice to say, I really enjoy that serial. Always wonderful to see the Brigadier, and Vaughn is a brilliant antagonist. that she said to me, I don't know if you're going to make them struggle through the space pirates or not, but especially if you do, it'd be fun to let them know the Crotons and the space pirates writer would go on to be one of the most celebrated and prolific Doctor Who writers. We did talk about him last week when we did the Crotons, and we'll talk about him a lot more, but no, I'm not going to make them watch the space pirates because there's only one episode existing out of six and there's no animation. So we're not going to be watching the next story, which is the space pirates.
Aw, shoot. Mm.
That is a pretty loosey-goosey.
Oh, we're done watching Doctor Who?
Right. Definition on what we can skip and what we can't skip. We don't skip the one episode serial.
We skip ones that don't exist. We can't just watch episode three of a six episode story.
I bet we could get the gist of it, Jay.
We'll read the wiki plot together.
Hey, if you want to do recons for all six episodes of the Space Pirates,
we
could totally fucking do it.
One and get the gist.
Yeah, what if it's finish the story ourselves?
Also, I cannot remember what happened in the Crotons.
Well, we'll have a podcast come out in a few weeks.
Wait,
you can listen to that.
Is that the one with the when they were in the sewers? And like a hot air balloon or something?
Nailed it.
No. None of them are about that.
A hot air balloon?
What the hell are you doing?
What's the one where they were climbing on the ladder?
Bridgerton and suits.
That was the invasion.
That was old.
We call those helicopters. Yeah.
Oh, it was a helicopter. Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's old who. I thought that they had hot air balloons.
They don't have helicopters.
It was a dirigible.
I remember it. Hot air balloons. Sewers.
Oh, my God.
Was I right? Okay, so close enough.
Go to bed, sweetie.
Nope. And that wasn't the Crotons. That was the one before.
Yeah, shoot.
So we're not watching the Space Pirates. We are instead watching The War Games.
Ooh, I feel like I've heard of that one.
Which is a really good one. Written by Terrence Dix and Robert Holmes, two of the greatest Doctor Who writers of all time. It's 10 episodes long.
Oh.
Jake.
Oh, yeah.
Jake.
No, Jake.
So we're splitting this into two podcast, yeah. Right?
Part one, part two.
Nope.
Part one, part
we ain't two. Those pussies over at Neither Time Nor Space.
Well, let's just record 2 weeks in a row. We'll do half and half.
Nope, we don't have time. We got a new series coming
up.
No,
we literally do record every 2 weeks. It would be the same amount of time.
Yeah, so watch one, or watch the first five this week. Watch the next
I
five
can't
next
even
week,
remember
we'll have a
what happened in
it.
The Crotons. You want me to remember 10 episodes, Jake?
Try hard.
That's like all our free time.
Literally.
Nope. Anyway, we got a lot of exciting news came out this week. We got a date for when Doctor Who's coming back, the 10th or the 11th of May, depending on where you live in the world. We found out Stephen Moffat wrote an episode of this first season we're going to see, and it's supposedly a fucking banger. So a lot of exciting things. So we got to finish 60s Doctor Who.
We don't.
But after the
gotta
War Games,
do anything. Jake.
One of you nerds is going to pick a new Who story for us to rewatch.
Yay!
In order to decide which one of you picks that story, we have a game that we play.
I'm out.
Same.
It is
you
called...
won before.
I already chose, that's why.
No, you get to play every time. I will never
it
choose.
It is called the Top 50 game.
Oh no.
I have five Top 50 lists. So that each of you gets a chance to go first. For each list, you get two guesses. We're going to do it snake draft style. So if you went first, you will go last. If you go fifth, you will go sixth, etc. You get two guesses at each one. If I will tell you the category, if you pick something that is between 41 and 50, you get 1 point. Between 31 and 40, 2 points. Between 21 and 30, 3 points. Between 11 and 20, 4 points. 6 to 10, 5 points. And then if you get the 5th one, 6 points. 4th one, 7, and so on. First one, you get 10 points.
I'm so bad at this game.
Same.
And Alex, since you won last time, and you were the most recent person to choose, you will be playing for me. If you win, I will choose.
Ooh. Big stakes.
Okay, Jill, you will be going first. It will go Jill, Cody, Sam, Terry, Alex. Jill.
Yeah.
I have a top 50 list. This list was compiled by ChatGPT.
Boo, AI, boo.
Taking our jobs. Big government, boo.
The category is the 50 most famous people in the history of the world.
Oh my God.
I'm going to give you a hint. There's only like 7 people that are alive now.
Oh.
They're almost all dead people.
Okay.
Give me a person.
I hate it. I really hate it, but it's the first one that came to mind.
You have it.
Donald Trump.
Oh, no, you don't have it.
Jesus, Jill.
Most famous people in the world?
We talk about this all the time.
Yeah, it's Donald Trump.
No, we don't talk about him all the time.
Everyone stop talking. Jill.
What?
Only 7 people on this list of 50 are alive.
Yeah.
They're almost all dead people. Okay, that's a 0.
Well, you're all wrong.
Of all time, not right now. Most famous people of all time.
Yeah, Donald Trump, bro.
Cody, you're next.
I'm also picking
Donald Trump Jr.
Probably like Jesus Christ.
Man.
Jesus Christ is number
He's
1.
He's on my list.
Oh, no. Did you just get 10 points?
10 points for Cody.
Gryffindor.
Sam?
Hitler?
Famous for the wrong reason.
Oh, I suppose famous isn't
that's
like beloved.
Infamous.
Yeah.
Hitler is number 31.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
But that is points. That is 2 points.
Negative 2 points.
Terry?
Gandhi?
Gandhi is number 7.
Wow.
So that is 5 points. Alex?
Fuck. I can't think of her
that's
name.
That's not on the list.
All right, I'm just going to go Michael Jackson.
Number 40.
Oh, wow. All right.
On the list, though.
And that is 2 points. And now, Alex, you get to bring it back around. Go again.
Oh, I remember her name. Mother Teresa.
Damn it.
Is Mother her first name?
I don't know.
That is a 0.
Oh, wow. Gandhi's on there, but Mother Teresa isn't?
Dang.
Sexism. Crazy.
Sexism. Mm-hmm.
All right, Terry.
Napoleon?
Number 15 for 4 points. Sam?
Oh, which direction do I want to go here? Washington. I'm going the American direction.
As in George?
The OG. G-dub.
Number 32.
All right.
So that is worth 2 points. Cody?
Jean d'Arc.
Number 19 for 4 points.
Who did you say?
Joan of Arc.
Oh.
But in a pompous way.
All right, Jill. Bro, plenty of points out there.
Okay, well, if Jesus Christ is on the list, does Mother Mary also have to be on the list?
Does she have, like, a last name? I don't think she's on it.
Mary Christ?
Mary of Nazareth, I believe?
No, there is no Mary. I'll give you the top 10. Going backwards, 10 is Cleopatra, 9 Julius Caesar, 8 Alexander the Great, 7 was Mahatma Gandhi, 6 Leonardo da Vinci, 5 William Shakespeare, 4 Albert Einstein, 3 Isaac Newton, 2 Jill, you're on the right path. I thought this is where you were going. The Prophet Muhammad was number 2. And then Jesus Christ is number 1.
Well done, everybody.
Was Taylor Swift on there? That was my second.
And Queen Elizabeth.
Who are the famous, or who are the currently alive?
Okay, the living ones were Madonna, Oprah, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, and then number 50 is just, number 50 is just the Beatles. So if you said any of the Beatles,
there's no way that any of those people are more famous than Donald Trump.
So Mark Zuckerberg is on the list, but Elon Musk is not? Because I was also going to guess him as one of the alive ones.
Elon is not on here. I think it's like fame over time. Like Mark Zuckerberg has been more famous for longer. Where Donald Trump's been famous longer, but he hasn't been globally famous until like the last 12 years.
True.
That's kind of crazy that Putin isn't on that list then, because he's been around for fucking ever.
Cody, it is your turn to go first with our second list. This, again, created by ChatGPT. The top 50 television shows of all time.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm going to give you a hint. There are only 7 shows on this list that did not at least have some episodes air in the 21st century. So they're all relatively new shows. So that's kind of why I kept this. You guys should be able to get some of these. So there are some older shows like from the 70s, but not a lot.
How's it going to judge popularity, though? That's the question.
Well, that's why I had ChatGPT do it.
Oh.
Because then it doesn't mean anything. Go ahead, Cody.
Days of Our Lives.
Oh. I'm not even going to look. The answer is no.
Really?
Wait, you should look.
It's not.
Okay.
Wow.
A soap opera watched by it ran for a long time, but it hasn't been on in 12 years.
Is it
years.
Still on?
It still runs.
Not Days as, which one ended?
General Hospital?
The Young and the Restless?
Like sand through
is
an
it like
hourglass.
Is it just on Hulu?
I have no idea.
Anyway, that's a zero.
The fact that Sam
everyone else
knows
needed.
It. Everybody knows Days of Our Lives. Show. Everybody.
Hey, my mom, when she was a nurse, used to record it, and we would sit when she got home and watch it every day.
Okay, no. So when the next person says Breaking Bad, I will scoff.
Oh, no.
Sam?
The Simpsons?
Good answer.
Simpsons is number 6. So that's 5 points for Sam. Terry?
Game of Thrones.
Number 3.
That's a good one.
8 points for Terry there for getting the number 3 one. Alex?
Law and Order.
Hell yeah.
Ooh.
Which one?
I'm going. What? I'm hoping ChatGPT just looks at like syndicated like viewers. Like, because Law and Order's always had just millions and millions of viewers.
This is not based on ratings. It is best.
Yeah. What does best mean to a robot?
Whatever, ChatGPT.
That's what I'm saying. I'm gaming it, Jake. I'm gaming it.
You're right.
So
what's
saying,
the answer?
You're saying Law and Order?
Law and Order.
It is not on the list.
Dang.
Fuck off.
That is...
Jill, it is your turn.
Okay, this is just best show. Friends.
Oh,
Friends is number 5.
Oh, nice.
Shit.
For 6 points.
Was Law and Order not in there, I'm assuming?
It was not. Jill, you get to bring it back.
Cheers.
Cody's dying.
Ooh. Cheers is number 25.
I don't even know what that show is.
Cheers?
Where
Cheers
everyone
is?
Knows
what?
Your
that's,
name!
No, it's completely my fault. I know that.
Jesus, you're a child.
I've never watched Cheers, but I know
Same.
What it is.
Same.
Yeah, you know things existed before you were alive, right? But that was ballsy, Jill, because there were only 7 shows from the 20th century. Or that aired episodes, or that didn't have episodes in the 21st century, but that was one of them. All right, Alex, time to redeem yourself.
Battlestar Galactica, move on.
Jesus Christ, Alex, you're not even trying.
Is that not? That's not on
Terry?
The list? Oh my gosh.
No.
It's not on the list.
Really?
That's a show?
Wow.
Damn, dude.
I wanted to try going old school, but I think I'm going to go Star Trek.
That's when you...
That is old school. That's from the 60s.
Oh, I mean, well...
And it's on the list because it's Star Trek, right?
Right. Star Trek is not on the list.
No.
What? Yeah, this Shoot. List is bunk.
I'm curious to know in the end, like what is on the list?
Yeah.
That, it's
we will get
it's just a different scope. Than...
Star Trek is like not a great show, but
yeah. But is it considered best by a robot?
I would say yes.
Sam,
if I say Doctor Who, will you give me bonus points?
Doctor Who is number 13.
What?
That's interesting.
Nice.
I was surprised.
Doctor, well,
4 points.
It's been around longer than Star Trek.
Cody, you know what to do.
Seinfeld. Leave me alone.
Oh, Seinfeld's number 7.
Wow. They're wrong.
They're wrong.
For 5 points. Number 1 was Breaking Bad, which Cody said, and then when it wasn't his turn.
Are you ready for this?
So
I'm trying to drink.
Terry, Star Trek The Next Generation is number 14.
Oh, damn it.
Give it to him.
Star Trek The Original Series only ran for a season and a half and wasn't very good.
Wait, did you catch me on a technicality where I didn't, like, say Law and Order Special Victims Unit or some bullshit?
No, there's no Law and Order. Okay.
I think Terry should get points for Star Trek.
Yeah.
Terry's already winning.
Cody got a 10!
You got an 8. Number 10 was Mad Men. Number 9 was The West Wing. Number 8 was The Twilight Zone. Number 7, Seinfeld. Number 6, Simpsons. Number 5, Friends. Number 4, The Wire. Number 3, Game of Thrones. Number 2, Sopranos. Mm. Number 1, Breaking Bad.
Is Suits on the list?
Is Suits on the list?
Suits? Fuck no.
Like, it came back.
Was I Love Lucy?
Is Jersey Shore on the list?
Oh,
all chat GPT knowledge comes from 2020 or like 2018 and before or something like that.
Oh, dang it. Okay.
All right. We're done with chat GPT. Our last three lists are curated by humans. Sam, it's your turn to go first. Jill, perk up your ears. Nope. That's the next list. Never mind. Jill, continue whatever you're doing. Top 50 places to visit in the USA. This is compiled by travel.usnews.com. I will give you all a hint. There's a lot of variety. There's national parks. There's city parks. There's monuments. There's streets. There's
so it's just
a lot.
Not so much towns. It's more things.
Right. Okay. I don't think there's any just towns. Okay. It's all stuff.
Landmarks but or some parks.
Some are very large, some are very small. Give me your guess.
The Statue of Liberty.
Ugh.
I don't know.
It is on here.
Number 50.
What do you mean,
Number 47.
Like the thing.
44.
Yeah.
1 point for Sam. Terry.
I don't know if it's like a specific street or anything, but like New Orleans Mardi Gras, wherever they hold that.
Urban Street.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jill.
I think Bourbon Street is on here.
Culture yourself, Terrence.
I haven't been there yet, so I can't.
The beads.
Terry hasn't been outside of the tri-state area in the millennium.
Oh, he went
to Minnesota.
Was that last conference in Minnesota?
We'll come back to Terry's answer at the end.
Oh,
Alex.
Teddy Roosevelt Park?
Ugh.
I like it.
I mean, that's not...
I mean, maybe it's not better than Yellowstone, but...
I don't know what it's called. Is it Teddy Roosevelt Federal Park? Or
no, it's not a state Teddy Roosevelt. Park. Yeah,
Teddy Roosevelt. Federal... I think it was the first national park, wasn't it?
Or national park.
It was the start of the national parks, at least.
Teddy Roosevelt's the one who made them. Or maybe that's why they just named it after him.
But he spent a lot of time there. Like, he had a house there.
Yeah, he was
a
Rough Rider.
Rough Riders!
It is not on this list.
Sick.
Jill.
Grand Canyon.
Yellowstone. Dang.
God damn it, Jill.
That was my next one.
That is number 14. And worth 4 points. Cody.
Disney World?
Mm.
Oh.
Number 4.
Suck it, Terry.
I'm
coming for you. I'm coming for you, fake points.
Points. All right, Cody, bring it back.
I will. If you give me a minute, because that was all I had. I'm not good at snake draft.
Anywhere else here?
Great Wolf Lodge, Wisconsin. No. It was in the United States or in North America?
The U.S. of A.
Oh. Oh, no. Well, Yellowstone National Park, then.
That was the first national park.
Number 24. For 3 points. Jill.
I can't think of the name of the faces in South Dakota.
Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore.
Thank you. That.
I believe it's on here.
It's on our list for the summer. Yeah. For the boys.
It is not on here.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Boo.
That was the most North Dakota no way I've ever heard.
No way.
No way. Alex?
When was this survey built?
Good question.
Off the top of my head, I think it was 2022.
Yes, the Depression era.
No sphere.
I was literally just thinking of that.
But something in that zone is on the list.
Okay, Las Vegas Strip. That's a good...
yeah.
There you are.
That's fine.
Number
Let's
20.
Coach him and give him some more points.
Well, I wanted to say...
This game is
rigged!
He's playing for Jake
Eichel. I wanted to say
Las
Vegas, but I heard that there were no cities on the list, so I couldn't just say that.
Right. All right, Terry.
Daytona Beach?
Good answer, good answer.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
Good answer.
It is not.
Oh, oh dang it.
Bad answer.
I have two that I almost guarantee... Is it my turn?
Yep.
Are on the list, so I... I'm going to go with the Golden Gate Bridge.
Ugh.
Number 10.
Okay. My other one was Broadway.
Oh, God.
I thought about that one.
Ooh, I don't think that is on.
Really? I was thinking the Empire State Building in New York.
Empire State Building is legit.
Broadway is not on
there. Wow.
Yeah, St. Louis Arch.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. That was... I thought
Arch
about that
dumb.
One.
Okay, the top 10, Golden Gate Bridge, Millennium Park in Chicago, Reef State Park in Florida, Powell's City of Books in Portland, Fenway Park in Boston, Badlands National Park in South Dakota, Walt Disney World, Pike Place Market, really close to Space Needle.
We've been there.
Tahoe Rim Trail in California.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what we need to talk about, because I don't know if Terry gets this. The French Quarter in New Orleans?
I think didn't get
that would be
the
Mardi
Monument
Gras
for
place.
Badlands.
But if it's not Bourbon Street.
Are you saying Mount Rushmore
is
in the Badlands?
Is Bourbon Street in the French?
Because Mount Rushmore has its own national park that's separate from the Badlands National Park. Or State Park.
Yeah.
There's a Mount Rushmore State Park.
I never would have guessed some of those on that top 10.
But also, like, the Badlands State Park is on there, but the Theodore Roosevelt Federal National Park isn't?
Badlands a national park.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said State Park.
No, I think Mount Rushmore is a state park.
Teddy Roosevelt's not a state park, right? It's a national.
No,
it's a national park.
Yeah.
Just some things. There's like South Beach in Miami, Central Park in New
Central
York,
Central Park,
Niagara
That's
Falls,
the one that I'm...
Times Square, Garden of the Gods at Colorado Springs, Yellowstone, Yosemite.
Did we say Yellowstone?
Grand Teton, no. The Smithsonian. Red Rocks.
Oh, Red Rocks. Yeah.
Country Music Hall of Fame. The Hawaii Volcano National Park.
I've been
Redwood National Park.
Wait, what's Red Rocks? Is that in Vegas?
No,
Colorado.
Red Rocks
Red
is
Rocks.
Out in Colorado. It's that theater.
There's one in Colorado. There's another Red Rocks in Arizona.
Arches? Is Arches National Park on there?
I didn't see that.
That's on my... bucket list.
The Big Duck on Long Island? That's number 11.
Chicago?
Okay,
the Bean?
The Bean?
Bean was not on there.
Wall Street?
So we decided we're giving Terry nothing for saying the place where Mardi Gras is.
Has he ever heard of the French Quarters before?
Well, no. I didn't know Bourbon Street.
Okay, and he didn't know Bourbon Street.
But I picked a location of which, like, it was the celebration of where Mardi Gras is at. Like, that's what I wanted, because that's, like, a big drinking fundraiser.
Well, it's not in the French Quarter.
Okay, then I don't get it.
French Quarters are all the restaurants and bars are. Anyway. List number 4. Alex, you will be going first. And it is the 50... most popular dog breeds in the world. And this is according to HighlandK9.com. They use Google Trends to determine the most popular search for dogs in every country January 1st, 2021 to December 31st, 2021.
Oh, no.
To determine the most popular dog breeds in the world. Alex, you were first.
Labrador Retriever.
That is number three.
Wow, not number one.
Jill, close your 8 ears points. When we talk.
Jill?
Okay. I want to pick a doodle, but do they list all the doodles separate? Because then that's crap.
Give me a sec.
Okay, so I'm feeling pretty smart, because I was going to pick a doodle, and if Jill was going to pick a doodle, and I'm in the same brain length as Jill...
You're going to pick not really a breed, doodle, so it doesn't really count.
I'm feeling pretty good about myself.
I'm sure the lists count it.
There's no separation of doodles. There's no real mixed breeds.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good to know. So they're all purebreds, according to Jake.
Yeah. I mean, there's like...
Okay, then poodle.
Poodle's number six. That is 5 points. Cody?
We've run out of dogs that Cody
has. Bulldog.
Bulldog is number one.
God damn it.
Cody gets 10 points.
In the world?
That's crazy. Dog.
The world. In a world.
Is that the same as...
It is not, Sam. Go ahead and guess it. No, it's your turn.
That is the same. Yeah. You didn't say the whole name? Well, or is that a mix?
No.
Golden Retriever? Retrievers?
Number four. 7 points.
Wait, Derek? What did Alex say?
Alex said Labrador Retriever.
Oh. Okay, so those are differentiated.
Yeah, a lab.
And a golden?
Terry, what wildly wrong answer are you going to say?
Yeah, right. I wanted to say
I'd be in your shoes
French here. Bulldog, but damn it.
Oh, French Bulldog is number seven.
Oh, all right, cool.
Oh, okay, so that... Oh, no.
What is a French Bulldog?
5
what
points.
What is just a Bulldog?
Like an English Bulldog.
Oh, okay. That's what I asked Cody. I was like, is this the same one then?
I can't believe that's number one. Written
down. On this list, they did list the countries they were most popular in, and it was the most popular in England and the U.S. Okay, Terry, you get to bring it back.
Oh, shit.
Give me another one.
Taking a chance with Husky.
Okay, we'll come back to that.
Oh, damn it.
Sam?
German Shepherd.
Oh, that's a good one.
Number two, 9 points. And if anyone can think of what Terry should have said, you can steal that from him.
What? Can I? God.
Cody?
Chihuahua.
Number eight.
Wow.
For 5 points.
We're better at this than... Well, the top 10 are probably the only ones that we could name.
Yeah, everything so else are just breeds we've never even heard of.
Jill?
Border Collie.
Number 18. 4 points.
See, Jill knows too much. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. Jill can name too many.
Alex?
Springer Spaniel. I was going the hunting route. I assume people hunt all over the world with these.
There are two Spaniels on the list. Neither are Springer Spaniel.
English Springer Spaniel? Is that on the list? Is that the same thing?
Is it an English Cocker Spaniel?
No. Different.
And there's the Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Oh, wow. Henry.
Which you have one of. So that's a zero for Alex there. Okay, so Terry said Husky. Obviously, Siberian Husky is on the list. Are we giving that to
him? Yeah.
Then that was... Where did it go?
Oh, it's not high.
Where's Corgi?
Corgi.
Corgi.
The Queen's Mutt.
Where is Great Dane?
Where are Weenie Dogs?
Where's
Great
Dalmatian?
Dane is 26.
Dachshund?
Weenie Dogs are what? Dachshunds, number 12.
GSPs.
Doberman Pinscher.
I don't know what that means.
Pembroke Welsh Corgi is probably how it'll come up.
Oh, there's a Pembroke Welsh Corgi. Yep.
Now I'm just Googling dog.
What mindset. Number is that?
Is in the 20s.
What was Siberian Husky?
I'm trying to find
it. Are we still recording?
Oh, it's number 5.
Oh, okay.
So 4 points.
5 was 4 points.
Welcome to the Doctor Who podcast, where we just talk about nothing having to do with Doctor Who.
Shut up, Terry. Okay, going into our last list. This will all be edited to be very fast. Going into our last list, Alex has 22, Jill has 22, Terry has 30, Sam has 35, Cody has 44. Earlier when I said we were done with ChatGPT, I lied. There's one more.
Let's go.
This is the top 50 greatest inventions of all time.
Bread.
Slice.
That is all I asked of it to make. There are a few things that I thought were similar that I asked it to combine into one category.
Oh.
But other than that, I gave it no prompts. Jill, you are first.
I mean, Cody said it, but I'm saying it.
No.
Don't say it, Jill.
But that's just the saying.
Come up with something better.
I don't agree with ChatGPT then.
What did you say? I missed it.
Come on,
Slice
Jill.
Bread.
Oh.
Smartphones.
Ooh.
Smartphone is number 25.
Nice.
Hey. Good answer.
Which is 3 points. Cody.
The wheel?
The wheel is number one.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I am the LLM master. Just pick something dumb that a fucking robot would spit out.
The wheel? What is the wheel?
Like the circle.
It's a wheel,
disc?
It turns, it's how we get things from one place to another. It's the greatest invention of all time.
The airplane.
Airplane is number 7. So that is...
gets us faster than wheels.
5 points.
Airplanes have wheels.
Shut up.
Bloodhead.
Yeah. Get fucked.
Not water planes.
It has a steering wheel.
All the shit inside of it is wheels.
They have the... I'm...
Go ahead. What's it
the
called?
The propeller is a spinning wheel. Terry, give me an invention.
The automobile?
Number 11. That is 4 points. Alex?
The internet.
The internet is number 5.
Well, that's not number 2 or 1.
For 6 points. Alex, bring us back around.
The cotton gin.
Sorry, no.
Oh.
Terry?
This might be too generalized. If you need it more specific, I'll pick it. Modern medicine?
It's definitely too generalized.
I'll say insulin, then.
It's a good one.
Phenomenal invention. Pretty marginalized as a medication.
Not on here.
Dang it.
That's actually...
penicillin, maybe.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, you picked
you're just
going to
blurt it out.
What?
Sam?
The good old printing press.
Number 2, Look,
9 points.
Yes.
Damn.
Good old Gutenberg.
Cody?
I'm sticking with my Neanderthal boys. Fire.
Fire. Don't remember fire being on. It is not.
Internal combustion engine.
A 10 and a 0.
Also fire.
Internal combustion engine was number 24. Jill, you can do better than that. Give me something.
Electricity?
Number
good
3.
Answer.
Mm-hmm. 8 points. So, the ones I had it combine, it had antibiotics and penicillin separate,
okay.
So I had them just combine those.
Yeah. What number was that?
10. It also had the internet and the World Wide Web as two different things. So, I had it combine those.
Is air conditioning on there?
Ooh.
That was my next one.
Yeah, 32.
Nice.
Does it have peanut butter on there?
No.
So it's a biased ChatGPT. Those are all like I said, cotton gin and peanut butter. It's all inventions from black people.
It's just the two things you learn about in third grade.
Well, it's the same guy, but yeah.
They're not the same guy. It's Eli Whitney and George Washington Carver.
George Washington Carver did both of those.
No, Eli Whitney was the cotton gin.
It was stolen.
All right, top 10. Number 10, antibiotics and penicillin. Number 9, the light bulb. 8, the computer. 7, airplane. 6, steam engine. 5, the internet. 4, the telephone. 3, electricity. Yeah, Jill, you went with smartphone. Telephone would have been better.
Yeah.
3 was electricity and electric power generation. That's another one I combined. 2 was the printing press. 1 was the wheel.
We did pretty good. I'm actually really impressed with us.
Pretty good. 28 points for Alex.
We got the top 3.
33 for Jill. 34 for Terry. 49 for Sam. But 54 for Cody. Cody, you have until our next podcast to come up with what we're going to watch.
Woo! Seeds of Death.
Yay!
New who? It's not allowed.
It's new to me.
But while we are waiting for that bomb to drop, we have to watch all 10 episodes of The War Games.
Oof.
And it's going to be awesome.
How close are we to the end of the season for this?
Well, is that a spoiler? Do you want me to tell you?
Well, I was just looking at the calendar. We only have three recordings until New Who comes out.
Yeah, it's kind of working out perfectly.
Oh, nice. All right.
Get spoiled.
But then when do we fit Family of Blood in?
It's kind of working out perfectly. Oh. I think about these things, Alex.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, that was a fun game. Everyone is a whiny bitch. it works so hard on these games. It's so hard to go over categories. It's 10 different categories I'm going with, though.
Props, ChatGPT.
I
worked for days.
Sure. Jake, ChatGPT, hey, come up with categories it? To piss my friends off.
I had to copy
off.
And paste it into an Excel file. And Alex, who's on? This has been Married to Who, our episode on the Seeds of Death. If you'd like to participate with us, you can do so on our Twitter or X at Married to Who Pod. If you want to listen to any of our older podcasts, you can do so on our website, marriedtowho.com. On behalf of myself, Jake, Cody, Sam, Jill, Alex, and our producer, Terry, thank you so much for listening. Please join us next time for War Games! Be-do-do.